Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Questions about lurks and perks, beginning with this one from Labor's Deputy Leader Annette King, asking Simon Power, as Acting Minister for Social Development, if he was aware that National had spent as much on a hip-hop training program in Christchurch as Labor had on a world tour for two people to learn more about hip-hop in foreign parts.
The member is labouring under some misapprehensions about how those two schemes compare. So let's take a bit of time to clarify. Two people teaching hip-hop in a classroom as an alternative to sport does not compare to $26,000 on a hip-hop tour for a mother and daughter going to New York, LA, Paris, Hawaii and Fiji. Secondly, there was no chill-out time built into this program as there was under that program when the two participants stopped off in Fiji for a holiday. And finally, and most importantly, of the 19 participants in this program, 18 are no longer on benefits.
And now a question on perks from the Green Sue Kesley for John Key, as the minister responsible for ministerial services, about the new fleet of ministerial cars.
Which of the following optional extras that come with the new BMWs will be supplied with the new fleet? The massage chairs that relax the occupant's thorax, shoulder and lumbar spine. The four air conditioning units that enable the driver and the front and rear passengers to each set their own individual air temperatures. The DVD players in the rear seats. The 16 high-performance speakers or the automatic closing doors.
Sue Kesley's question was answered for Mr Key by his third-ranked minister, Gerry Brownlee.
Can I simply say that we would expect the same austerity to be exercised by those purchasing the cars on behalf of the government as was the case under the Helen Clark regime.
Sue Kesley's complaint about that answer was rejected by the Speaker.
The member asked a question and the minister answered the question. It may not have been exactly in the way the member asked it, but the minister gave a perfectly reasonable answer to it.
Lockwood Smith then cracked down on Labor's shadow leader of the House, Trevor Mallard, for alleging that the husband of former Minister Pansy Wong might have abused his wife's ministerial travel perk.
Order. Order.
The member must not allege that sort of thing in the House here. That's not fair to use parliamentary privilege in that way. It's not fair to treat New Zealand citizens in that way.
But Trevor Mallard said his allegation was backed by Wednesday night's Campbell Live program on TV3.
It did show dated
order,
photos
order,
of Sammy Wong.
Order. The member will resume his seat immediately. Any repeat of that, the shadow leader of the House will be leaving the chamber. When I get to my feet, he will resume his. He will not use the point of order procedure to try and make allegations against another New Zealander. And the member will not abuse this House in that way. The member's better than that. Now, the member will resume his seat. I'm still on my feet.
More than enough from the chamber, now to the committee rooms. In this report from Rhys Lyon.
The Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee was briefed on New Zealand's provincial reconstruction team in Afghanistan by Defence Minister Wayne Mapp, who began on a sombre note.
I think it's most appropriate on this day that I should start by acknowledging Private Karifi Mila and his comrades and the loss that his family and the wider defence family have suffered.
Private Karifi Mila was a New Zealand soldier killed in a vehicle accident in Afghanistan earlier this week. Dr. Mapp then described some of the work New Zealand's military were undertaking in Bamyan.
There is a major road reconstruction program occurring throughout the province. And the rate and pace of it is dramatic.
The Defence Minister outlined just how dramatic the pace was.
In 2009, it took 12 hours to drive from Bamyan to Nyack. In 2010, when I was there, it took 4 hours. When the Minister of Police was there in September, October, it took 3 hours. I anticipate when I go this year, it'll take 2.5 hours. That is the rate of infrastructure change that is occurring.
Defence Minister Wayne Mapp briefing the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee on New Zealand's provincial reconstruction team in Afghanistan.
That's a report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.